This Peirik has been graciously sponsored by Repeshi and Sharon Kalus of Mike's Dinettes in Brooklyn, New York, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Mordechai ben Reb Shraga Olav HaShalom, Le'ilui Nishmas, Henshe Basra Bisrol Tzvi Olav HaShalom, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Yitzchak Yisroel ben Reb Rafal Noach Yosef Olav HaShalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas.
To dedicate a daf, a peirik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Chelek of Kuvdalad, the Gemara brings Mibnei Madlai Manuas Amoin. Why didn't they bring down Amoin as one of the Malachim that has no Chelek in Oilam Haba? And the Gemara says, Mekvodesh Ali Yeshio, out of respect for Yeshio Atzadik, his son, so it doesn't bring down the father. In fact, the Gemara Menashe, Tanaka Menashe, we do bring down Harei Menashe's father was the greatest tzaddik Chizkio. So the Gemara brings down a klal, bro mizake abba, abba loy mizake bro. The Gemara brings a raya that Avram can't be matzel Yishmael, and Yishmael Yitzchak can't be matzel Esav. The Gemara b'chlal is a chiddush because Yishmael l'chayre did tshuva, and some of Farshim learned that this Gemara holds that Yishmael taka wasn't chayre did tshuva. But al-kapanim, we see from here a klal that a father, it doesn't have the ability to save his son from Ganim. Mashen Kain, the son, has the ability, Taka, to save the father from Gehenim, which, from here is a grace of Makor, to understand, to the fact that we know that children, Le'aleinu, that they say Kaddish for their father. What does the Kaddish do when a person is Nifter? How does the Kaddish work? So the Pashup Shat, is up be the Chuvah of Ashba, is that when a person says Kaddish, when a person says Kaddish, so Benyamin Zev brings it down in Simon Reish Aleph also, and this is Bamis Mavur in Yerodea, in Simon Shinayin Vav, that when a person says Kaddish, he is making such a tremendous Kiddush Hashem in the world, and Kivyachal, the burden the Eibush to see is that the person was responsible for causing this son to be born. He obviously was the Gurim of his life, and therefore he's also causing such a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, so that works for him. The Binyamin Zev goes on to say that that's the reason why Kaddish is only Negeya for the relationship between a son to the father. The son, Leilein, is saying for the father, the Apiar Gemara, that the Gemara says that the Abba is Loi Mizake Bra Hagam, that of course the father-son relationship, the Gemara says that the father is more Merachim, as we learned in Sanhedrin, on the son, more than the son is Merachim on the father. The Afal Pikein, the Yisayid of our Gemara is a different Yisayid, that he has a Zera that comes out of him that's Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in such a tremendous fashion. So therefore, that's Avada why the father can't be Mezaka the son. Because the son, in Shemayim, they see it. Look what you caused. You caused this Kiddush Hashem. Mashen Kain, if the father were to say Kaddish, so what does that have to do with the son? The son didn't cause the father. I was thinking that what would be in a case of where there was a Baal Tshuva, and the Baal Tshuva was Heshiv Levavas Albanim. That the son, as we see nowadays many times, that the son caused the father to become from. So I think that maybe there, that would be a good application. If the son would die in that case, then that would be a case of where maybe the father could take a say Kaddish for the son, because there we see that the whole reason why the father has any aspect of from religious, any aspect of religion to him is because of the son, so then maybe Taka perhaps he should take a say Kaddish in that case. Like, I mean, in general, a father saying Kaddish for the son, let's say Chalila Lalein, the son dies, so does the father say Kaddish in a case, let's say, where he doesn't have children, where he doesn't have parents? So it's Yadurah B'Shem, the Satmar Rebbe, but the Satmar Rebbe said that the minhag is not to, because the Satmar Rebbe said that maybe it's up to the Gemara and Shabbos Lamed Gimel that the father Avedis caused the son's death, so therefore Daka would be a bit of a kitrick if he would say it. And they also, I think the bring from the Shinva that the Shinva said that the minig is not to, but it's Yadua that the Neid of Yehuda says that he's not familiar with such a minig, and that if the father is the only person available to say Kaddish for the son, so then he's no different than anybody else, and that he should taka say Kaddish. Lemay said this is something Tali Minhagim, a person Chalila should have to ask a Shaila in such a case. The Tari Lashma dans in general the Chida about the issue, the Inyan Mechlal of giving schar, how does it work that a person gives schar? What the Magen Avraham says in Kuflam Beis, that if a person is the Oynis and he's unable to say Kaddish, he should hire somebody else to say the Kaddish in his place. So that it could be up to the Machan Ephraim, as the din of a pile, such a shlichus, is a very strong shlichus. That perhaps would work to be psycho somebody in his place. If he's unable for example to say Kaddish. However, Bechlal, the Chidah is not so happy about this minig in the case of where the let's say he doesn't have any sons and they want to hire somebody, so he dons. What's the connection? We find in our Gemara that the bra, the son, has the ability to bezaka the father, to help out the father in Shemayim, and as we explained, because the site is that they see that this person has a son who's Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, so that gives him a tremendous loss. But what's the issue? What's the Indian of some stam being seicher, a person to say Kaddish for someone who doesn't leave an offspring? That's the Chidah Tainus. Now, the Shvitz Yankiv Lemaisa says that he brings that the minhag taka is that the father does say Kaddish for the children. And this is Bemis, again, not like the Ramah in Shinayin Vav, that the Ramah taka says that a father shouldn't say Kaddish for the children. Again, the Ramah is talking about if a person even has children, and he's putting to say that if a person, even if he does have children, he shouldn't, there's no need for the father to say Kaddish for the son, because there are people saying Kaddish. Now, that which we discussed in the Sama Rebbe, that's in the case of where, in the other place in the Shinva, that's in the case of even if the person leaves no offspring, still the father shouldn't, even Kaddish more than the Ramah, still the father shouldn't say Kaddish. Because it's maybe a kitrug, and that's an idea that said no. In that case, even the Ramah would agree that the father is no different than anybody else, and that he can say Kaddish. Now, the Shvitz Yankiv is chaylik bemis bechlal on the Ramah. It's mashma. He says that the Gemara is only talking about somebody who's a muksik berishis, like Ishmael or Esav, Abastam bnei Adam, who aren't muksik and rishis. Really, the father could help out the son. And the schus of the Av could help, and just Av could allow you to date Tfila in general. His tefillah could be mile for his son. The issue of helping the father when the father is nifter, also klapei tzedakah, the Beis Yosef brought also in the Mishnah Berurah and some Tafresh Chaf Aleph, it brings down that legabe being noided tzedakah, that tzedakah certainly the son works, when the son gives tzedakah, that certainly works the neshama for the father, but there's a big need in the paiskim, does it work if a person gives tzedakah for somebody who's not his father? Now that's l'chayra from Agamar, we see clara that it would work for the father, because the person who does a mitzvah, so that goes al shem, the father, he was the one that was goyrim his birth into the world, and memela, that we can understand that he could do an ilu neshama for his father. However, giving tzedakah for somebody who's not his father, l'chayra, we don't have a gemara like that, and Shabruah, Afapik, and Paskin, that it does work, but he makes a chilek. He says that it depends if the father was a Rasha or not. If the father was a Rasha, so then, excuse me, if the person was a Rasha, if the father was a Rasha, it works always for a person to give tzedakah, because then we could say that Saif, you see that this person caused the tzedakah to be given, and even if the father was a Rasha, but as a result of him, he had a son, and this son is giving tzedakah, so that should work for him. But Mashenkin, if you give tzedakah, so if you give it for a person who is a good person, so then the tzedakah will work, even if he wasn't your father. But if you're giving tzedakah for a person who was a Rasha, and he's not your father, so in that case, it doesn't work. Because there, the way the gather of the Ilu Neshama works, is that we say that Lu Yitzur, this person, would have been alive, he would have given the tzedakah. But this person was a Rasha, so even if he would have been alive, we can't say that he would have given the tzedakah. The similar shayla about a ger wants to give tzedakah for his father, so the pashtus is that he wouldn't be able to give tzedakah of Ilu Neshama to his father, because it's not his father, he's kekatan shenoy l'dami. And the chayra, that's the same reason why, of course, he wouldn't be able to say Kaddish. The frat, it might have this application in the Shabura that if his father was a guy, he probably wouldn't have given tzedakah also, and therefore you can't say that Lietzor, if he would have been alive, he would have given tzedakah. So therefore, for a ger to give tzedakah, even a shmasai, the chayra, there's no teyalis. There is a tshuva skanarin in Yeridaya, it's in Beivav, that he does bring down that a person should say Perkei Tehillim if he feels this connection is Hakaras HaTayiv, he should say Perkei Tehillim for his father. The Sefer Hasidim already in Simin Tavshin Sade says that it's not going to help to say Kaddish, it's not going to help because the gedder of Brahma Zakah Abba is, like we said, only by a person who's has a yichus, Mashenke, by a ger, it's Kekatin Shinoi L'Domi. Just in the Indian in general, also of Ilu Neshama, of Kaddish, of other mitzvahs. So the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch brings down that a girl who's unable to say Kaddish, of course, because she's a lady, so what she should do, and Bemis, this is an etzah for anybody who is after the year and he doesn't say Kaddish anymore, is he should take some kind of a mitzvah, that he does this mitzvah, the Yilui Neshama, that he excels in a certain mitzvah, he does a certain mitzvah, in all the Hidurim, etc., and this will be a Gevaldik Yilui Neshama also for the parents, the lady who were to take on herself Sneas, or a man who would take himself to be more didactic in certain halachas and tefillin and this and that. So such a thing could also would be a tremendous ilan hasham. Again, the same side, because the father is caused this tremendous hisaris in the mitzvah in yonim of the tznias, etc. And that the kiddush hashem that works for the father. The emes of the kiddush shechel aruch is a gevaldik side in general in kibud avim that. It's pashit that you say in not just when the parents are not alive, it's you say when the parents are alive too, is the biggest kovid for the parents is when the son becomes great. Because that's the biggest kovid. And the biggest kovid is not when you stand up for the parents. That's a lot of mitzvah, that's important, and not to disagree with them and not to say no to the parents. But what's even a bigger kibud avim is when a person goes in the derech ha'yishara and he becomes a tzaddik. So that's the biggest kibud avim that he could possibly do for his parents. Because he's taking the present that his parents gave him, the Neshama Kedosha, and he's making it great. That's the greatest Akaras that he could have, and that's also the greatest covet he can have for them. That's the greatest thing, that's the biggest Tehelis that his parents can have out of him, because that's very, very good for him. If a person has a son who becomes a Chashavayid, a daughter becomes a Tadekis, so then the Vada that works for him, in Shemayim works for him in this world, and works for him in the next world. Just end off when talking about the inyanim of even the sham of donating tzedakah and donating in general. So it's important to quote the Chus Ramah brought in Yerodeya in Ramah, it's in Rishman Test, that the Ramah paskins halacha that a person should dafka be mefarsim the nedavas he gives. You should be mefarsim the donations he gives, etc. And it's very important. A lot of times you have appeals, and people think, yeah, I'll just do it anonymous, and it's better. And the Ramah's reasoning, the Rashba said, is pashut that, first of all, number one, it's a big union to be mefarsim moisim mitzvah, to make the kiss shem. Number two, which is more pashut in psychology of people, is that when I hear anonymous donated $10,000, my first reaction is that, yeah, anonymous donated, and who's anonymous? There is nobody anonymous. When you hear a name, it makes a roshim. That person donated money, and it creates a roshim, and it makes other people want to donate money. And therefore, it's very important that a person dafka, when he gives nedavis, that you know he should taka say his name, and he should taka, you know, taking that plaque, etc. A lot of times, you know, in the lathe, he should, you know, he has to realize that he's just a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the goal and the kiddush Hashem that you created, and the being goyim of other people to give. Tzedakah, that's a tremendous tzchus, and that tzchus is also something that goes within the Yilui Neshama.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.